snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right. Thanks for tuning in. This is CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we're back for another week. Finally, we're getting back into some special guests. I had a few weeks off, and it always adds so much more to the show to have guests. And we're having actually part two of a series featuring Ed Lasko. He is an expert record collector and also radio DJ. He has been part of CITR for a long, long time. I guess you'd say he was one of the original programmers. And we're going to talk a little bit about his past here. I think it's fitting, given that the station is just about to be moved to a new location. It's literally the last couple of weeks here. But for the majority of the show, we're going to be spinning some fantastically old and rare 7-inch singles, because that's what Ed does. He collects rock and roll rarities. He curates them, he cares for them at home, and he brings them out for a trot every now and then on the turntables. He's been on Nardwuar's show a few times, and he was on our show for the first time last year. If you go to our blog, OZSTRANDED Radio, OzStrandedRadio.com, click on the interviews tab, and late last year, I think it was December 19th maybe, Ed was here for part one. And we played lots of fantastic old Australian music. And we barely scratched the surface. And today, Ed has brought in a whole stack more singles. And I'm very excited. You will not hear these songs anywhere else, I'm telling you. Anywhere around here. So let's welcome Ed to the station. Hello, Ed.
Hello there. Hi, Radio Land.
Hello, Ed. Thank you so much for coming in. This is part two. You have a little excellent case, I'm curious actually about the case that you're holding the record. Does it have a story, or how long have you had that for?
Oh, it had quite a story to it. Actually, it was owned by Al Roosh. He was the owner of Aragon Records, Vancouver's first record company. And he started that with a couple fellows back in 1946. And Bob... 52, he bought out his two partners and he ran the show himself after that. He was quite a character. He was a musician. His thing was big band. He was also a DJ. He had a couple programs on, I think, CKMO, I think he started with. It's a station that's long gone. He was also on, I believe, CKNW by the late 40s. He used to have a show called Name It, Claim It. People could phone in and make a request, and he would play it within 5 or 10 minutes. He would go through the library, find these things, and fish them out.
Cool.
Yes, he was also a record collector. His main thing was jazz records. And, you'd think a musician owning his own company that he would be recording. He never did. He only recorded himself on one occasion when he had somebody down. He thought the backing was a little too light, so he brought out his clarinet and played some background for the fellow.
Okay, and so you bought that box from him, and you've
that's
been
right,
carrying around 7 inches ever since.
Yes, and it is a metal box. The box, those kind of boxes are quite common as cardboard, but metal boxes are very rare. So it, I don't know, somebody was to catch a corner of that in their knee, they would be hobbling around for the next week. It's doubles as a instrument of devastation.
Defending from people trying to steal your 7-inch records. Don't try.
That's right.
Ed will sock you.
Bonk you on the head and you'll be very sorry.
Well, Before we get into the music, and we have lots of great stuff, I just did want to recognize your contribution to CITR Radio. As listeners know, we're about to move to a brand new building. This is historic because it's been here for a long, long time. And Ed, you were here at least in the late 70s?
I was here in 78, 79. That was my first year. I was, at that time, I was taking a course. I had graduated UBC in 69, and I came back in 78, 79, I think it was. I was taking a first-year music course.
Right.
So I was taking that program, and on Saturday mornings, I think it was 10 a.m. till noon, I had the first oldie show on CITR. And back in those embryonic days, we had a whopping 10 watts. And on a good day, we might be heard all the way out to Main Street. Basically, even at the doorstep of the campus, it was difficult to pick us up. And mainly, we were an in-house kind of music system, so we were hardwired between all the different buildings, and in the different buildings, we could be heard if we were being tuned in.
Okay.
So the audience was minuscule back in those days.
And you did start live at Thunderbird Radio Hell, is that correct?
That was my second tenure. I was back here in, that would have been about, I was here for 10 years. So I think that was 85 to 94. And in 89, I got together with an engineer, Peter Cordemush, and between the two of us, we decided that that Thursday evening should be dedicated to live music, which is a very old-time concept. There used to be, at one time, live music on all radio shows everywhere in the world. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
And it's a long time gone. I think the last guy locally on commercial radio stations was a guy named, let's see if I can remember him now, Elmer Tippy. And Elmer had a country band, and he was a DJ. And in the late 70s, occasionally he'd pull out his guitar and sing something live over air. But ever since then, it's been relegated to non-professional radio stations such as CITR or, let's see, what's the name of that other station?
CJSF, Co-op Radio.
And Co-op, that's right, yeah.
And so we're talking about the Live at Thunderbird Radio Hell show that's on every Thursday with Ben Lai as host. And so Ed kicked that off many moons ago, which
that's
is
right.
Fantastic.
I was the first host, and then I passed it over to Nardwar. And then after that, we had Evan. And I think there's only been about four or five guys in the whole entire history have been hosts.
Fantastic. Well, there's so much we could talk about, but we really need to let the music play today because that's what you've come in for today. So let's start with, what have you got up first?
Well, we've got, I thought we'd use this as kind of our theme. This is the Bellingham Group, actually the first rock and roll band from Bellingham, Washington. So this is the Swags doing their version of Waltzing Matilda, which is Rockin' Matilda.
Rockin' Matilda.
We're going to rock Matilda.
So the theme, of course, today, because this is the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, they're going to be mostly Australian artists, obscure 60s artists, and other interesting Australia-themed songs like this one. So let's get right into it.
And this one actually was a local hit. So it was number 39 on CFUN, so top 40, part of Vancouver's Lost Musical Past.
The Swags from Bellingham, Washington. The song is Rockin' Matilda on a 7-inch single that Ed has brought in. Let's go. Turntable one. Oh, or
two.
Two. Turntable two. Yeah.
said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and been untrue. Well, it was on one moonlight night, the stars were shining bright. They whispered from on high, your love has said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Good enough for you. Now carelessly you've thrown our love away. I go strolling by your home and feel so all alone, because you're with new friends and that only tends to send me walking on my way. I remember times with you, my dear, and happy times were they, when we'd sit at home all alone and records we would play. Now the records spin on round, but the curtain's coming down on a love affair that got nowhere but sent me walking on my way. No coin to spare, you always had me there, and now this is the way that you repay. When I bought you fancy shoes, I bought myself the blues and a load of care alone to bear as I go walking on my way. When the shades of night reclaim dear old lover's lane, in sadness still I wander down that way. I'm afraid I can't disguise the teardrops in my eyes, and all the misery keeps step with me as I go walking. And if you look back along the track, you'll see me walking on. In time when you grow old and life's highway you've strolled, perhaps you'll think again and remember when you sent me walking.
come on everybody.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
And we're back on Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com, and we're on Twitter at ozstranded. And three in a row there from the very distant past. Thanks to Ed Lasko, our special guest today. He's brought in a whole stack of 7-inch singles from the past of Australian music and some Kiwi music. So, Ed, let's go through those. First up with Johnny Chester. What can you tell us about Johnny Chester?
Geez, I can't tell you anything about him. I think I tried to find something on him, and I don't know, perhaps I just failed and agreed altogether. He was certainly, in the early 60s, he was one of the movers and shakers in the Aussie scene. And obviously very proud of his backup band, because the last cut we heard was their instrumental version of a Johnny Cash song called The Rebel, Johnny Umaw. And in between, well, we started that with Shaken All Over, which was actually the second version of that song, for the first cover version, and long before the Guess Who had it come to their attention. And in between there, we had Come On Everybody, an excellent version of Eddie Cochran's song that Eddie wrote with his manager, Come On Everybody.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, great tunes.
This is fantastic. We have Ed Lascow in the studio, and he has a whole bunch of 7-inch singles, very nice condition. Ed has dedicated much of his life to collecting records, and this is the second time he's been in, and there may even be another time, because there's just so much music. Where should we go from here, Ed?
Well, from here, we're going to actually play an English artist. But we just have to play this one. This is compulsory. The title says it all. My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Here it is.
Got to play that.
So I didn't know that this was written by an English chap.
Yes. And this record is absolutely unique, because it was banned on two continents, or at least in two countries. It was banned in Australia because he blows up the Flying Doctors. Now, for those that don't know, the Flying Doctors were people that were medics that flew around in helicopters to reach the outback, the portions of the country that were away from the big cities. So the Aussies thought, well, that was just heavens, that was beyond cruel, blowing up the Flying Doctors. But in the United States, they banned it as well, because the fellow was shaking his boomerang until he was black in the face. Well, I couldn't cotton that. So they had him re-record the record and changed it till he was blue in the face. And also they made the version shorter, because they didn't have the blowing up. On the Hot 100, this was a big tune. It was number 21. But locally, on our two pop stations, it was number 2 and number 3. So, again, part of Vancouver's musical past.
All right. Well, here it is, the classic Charlie Drake with My Boomerang Won't Come Back. Doesn't get any more Aussie than this, even though it was written by an Englishman. But anyway.
That's right.
Thank you, Ed. Let's get into it.
Son Mac.
My boy Mac? Why, what's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I've waved the thing all over the place, practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The banished him from the tribe then and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For 3 long months he sat there, or maybe it was 4. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back? My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes, never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased.
Must have a go.
Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw. Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor. Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aids, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know what I mean? Learned you to throw the boomerang, you know. First things first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know, you could be a bit more perspective.
But no matter how hard I try, when I twist my feet, it hurts my hips. Still, it makes me want to cry. Well, I can do the rumba and the cha-cha too. With mambo, I top the list. Yes, there's a dozen dances that I can do, but I can't do the twist. I took 6 lessons from Madame La Zonga. She teach me to rock and roll. She teach me to conga. But listen, amigo, I must insist. No matter how hard I try, I can't do that twist. I put my left foot here, I put my right foot there, but my hips and shoulders go everywhere. I do everything like they say in the book.
Things are looking pretty crook.
I know one day that I will jump for joy when I get the top of my chest. I put my left foot here, my right foot there, and my hips will twist at the best. Yes, everybody's doing the twist, but no matter how hard I try. Oh, when I twist my feet, it hurts my hips, still it makes me wanna cry. Oh, everybody's doing it now, but I can't get the gist. So I tell the world before I kill myself, I can't do that twist. Hey, senorina, you like cha-cha, rumba, rock and roll, twist? I can't do that twist!
Dig feathers. Man, like I can't make this scene.
I don't want to be an Easter chick. I don't want to play a bass guitar. I want a black leather jacket with buckskin shoes and drive me a fun car. I want to go, go, go in stereo. I want to be a record star.
Like dolls bug me.
Chicky went, cheep, cheep. And the second little chicky snuck it into his pillow and said, cheep, cheep. But the third little chicky just looked at me and said,
man, like I can't sleep when it's dark. Man, like, wowie wow wow.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So our special guest, Ed Lasko, is joining us today, spinning some really obscure albums. Well, not albums, but actual 7-inch singles from the distant past of Australian music. Ed, thanks so much for bringing these in. So we just played three in a row. First up was Frankie Davidson. We played Charlie Drake with My Boomerang Won't Come Back. I'd never heard the original, and what a bizarre song.
Yeah, no kidding. Amazing to think that something like that could be a huge hit. Number 21 in the States on Hot 100, number 1 in Toronto, number 2 in Vancouver. Just a huge, huge record.
Jeez.
I think it harkens back to a simpler, past where... life was a lot slower. You know, we had time to laugh at each other, at ourselves. You know,
yeah,
a little more humor than what we have today, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Now something like that would sound very kitschy and just kind of odd, I guess. But
and the whole set was like that. And then we went into Frankie Davidson, I Can't Do the Twist, and then we ended with another Frankie Davidson Easter Chick. Frankie Davidson was born January 24th, 1934 in Melbourne. He was more of an actor than a record star, even though in his Easter Chick record, he says, I want to be a record star. He was not to be. He was, but 19 credits as an actor.
Huh. Frankie Davidson.
So he had a quite a different career, and probably did both voices in the Easter Chick thing. And now we're going to go to a fellow that was Australia's first international pop star, guy that was just huge. Of course, the hallmark is making in the States, and this record from September 62, I Remember You, was number 5 on the Hot 100. Locally here, it was top 10 at number 9. So here we go. This is Frank Ifield.
Frank Ifield, Australia's very first pop musician singer successfully overseas. Here we go. Turntable 1, yep.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses. kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall
a feeling called a blue, losing for baby said goodbye, and I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you, she'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. Lost my heart it seems. Well I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. But she don't care about me. I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called a blue losing for baby say goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, 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 that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She do me, she do you, she's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow. Now I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues.
This is Sasha Bilot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back here on Strand at the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show with special guest Ed Lasko, a record collector extraordinaire and longtime a member of this station too. Good friend of Nardwuar's. He's been on Nardwuar's show a few times and ours once before last December. If you go to our blog, ozstrandedradio.com, click on the interviews tab, go to 2014 and you'll find part one. Lots of obscure Australian 7-inch singles played then and today. So, Ed, we played Frank Ifield.
Yeah, started off with his big hit, I Remember You. And what a fantastic voice. He goes, does three scales and just so smoothly.
Yodeler.
Had an awful lot to do with his success. That's right, a yodeler as well. Lovesick Blues, I think that was a big hit for Hank Williams Sr. about 1949 or so. But Frank reprised it in November 62. On the Hot 100 in the States, it was number 44, but here in Vancouver, it was number 15. So we're liking our Aussies pretty good.
And so he was Australia's first overseas pop sensation.
I would say international pop star. That's correct. Yeah. And we go from somebody that had international success to somebody that had no success. Nobody's ever heard of the Midnighters. Well, at least not the Australian Midnighters. I actually first got excited about this record because I thought they were the Canadian Midnighters. And the Canadian Midnighters are a very obscure group that backed up Bobby Curtola, one of Canada's first pop icons. And of course, not to be confused with the American Rhythm and Blues group that was run by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. So the Australian group were good for one tune, and that was Goofy Foot, which we just heard, circa about 62, 63. And from there, we're going to 64 now. And actually, this is another Australian tune that's a record that somehow or other got to be a local hit. Didn't chart anywhere else, as far as I know, probably charted in Australia. But here in Vancouver, it went to number 4, so it was a huge hit. This is Tommy Adderley and a thing called I Just Don't Understand, which was originally a cut by Ann Margaret.
All right, here we go. We're on Stranded, thanks to Ed Lasko, spinning Tommy Adderley.
What time is your show?
Well, 7:30, so we haven't really got it much more time, because I've got to play some new music, so maybe only 3 more.
I just don't understand. Well, you say that you need me, like the ocean
welcome
needs
sun. Come back for number 3, if that's the next one.
But the way you mistreat me, oh, I just don't understand. Well, you know that I love you more than anyone can. But a one-sided love, I just don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, you call me a baby, and you hold my hand. Oh, honey, you hurt me. I just don't understand.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, you call me a baby.
I do Emil, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we climbed hills and trees.
Learned of love and ABCs. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees.
I do Emil, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air,
pretty girls are everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We have joy, we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. But the hills we would climb were just seasons out of time.
Ah, Jupiter, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong.
Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along.
Ah, Jupiter, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air,
little children everywhere, think of me and I'll be there. We have joy, we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
Adieu, Francois, my trusted wife. Without you, I'd have had a lonely life. You cheated lots of times, but then
I forgave you in the end, though your lover was my friend.
Adieu, Francois, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air,
with your lovers everywhere, just be careful, I'll be there. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
Adieu, Emil. Adieu, Papa. Adieu, Francois.
All our lives we have fun, we have seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
Sunny day, oh, I'll be back home to stay. Yield not,
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, we're back on Stranded, and we don't have a lot of time left. We've been playing some fantastic music off 7-inch singles that Ed Lasker was born in tonight. These are deep cuts from Australia's rock and roll history and pop music history, I guess. First up, we had Tommy Adderley with I Just Don't Understand. And then a familiar tune, Seasons in the Sun, a version done by a band called the Southerners.
They were a New Zealand band.
Right.
And we have to dedicate that to Terry Jacks, who recorded his version in Al Roosh's Aragon Studio on 6th Avenue.
In Vancouver.
The only difference is the Southerners did their version 10 years before Terry.
Yeah.
And last we heard Merv Benton. Originally from Melbourne, in his early 45s, charted in Melbourne. Eventually, his fame spread to all of Aussieland. He gigged with Johnny Chester. His first 45 came out in March 64. He was born in Preston, Victoria, in August 12, 1942. And Yield Not to Temptation was originally a Bobby Blue Bland cut. But Merv Benton's version was number 6 in Melbourne.
Awesome. So we're going to do the last set now. We're going to play two tracks from the Seekers and then one from the Bee Gees. So the Seekers were a huge band. They formed in Melbourne in 1962. Very folk influence. They were a four-piece, I believe. Fantastic vocals. And they became huge stars.
They got their big break when their manager sent them over to London, England. And actually, they were there not very long before they recorded the first tune that we're going to hit here, which is Myra, Shake Up the Party. Then they got to do a gig with Dusty Springfield, and they met Dusty's brother, Tom Springfield, who said, gee, you know, I've got a couple songs that I've written. I think they would be good for you. Well, they were very good. They had about 3 million sellers in a row with Tom Springfield written songs. And we're going to hear the first of them called I'll Never Find Another You. Just a classic.
And then one last track we're going to play is the Bee Gees. Actually, it's not going to be one of a 7-inch. We're going to play it off YouTube. But I just was talking to the Bee Gees back in the station, and Ed had completely forgot that they were a huge part of the 60s Australian scene. So we're going to play a favorite of his, which came out in the 70s, actually, called something about Alaska.
Road to Alaska. We're going to hear a live version, actually, of a 1972 original.
Okay, well, let's get into this. This is our last set now. Thanks to Ed. We're going to play two 7-inch singles from the Seekers. First up with Myra, Shake Up the Party.
That's right. Thank you very much for having me, man.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Ed. This has been such a special show. Maybe we'll do it another time, but we're kind of running out of music. Anyway, let's get into what we have now. This is the Seekers.
Shake up the party. You come back tomorrow, Sunday.
Are you upset?
Oh, you come loose in the harbor, gonna go down south to make many first dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party. Oh, Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor, gonna go down south to make many first dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party.
Oh, maybe she come back again.
Are you hot, star, senor?
Maybe she come back again.
Are you
come back again.
Oh, awesome.
Lots of money from sailor men.
Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor, gonna go down south to make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party. Oh, Myra, Myra, many boats in the harbor, gonna go down south to make many fast dollar and shake up the party. Shake up the party.
You come back.
I'm not ready.
Well, today's show was such a treat. We had so many interesting old songs, courtesy of Ed Lasko, some fantastic old 7-inch singles from Australia's musical history. And that set was The Seekers, two big hits of theirs. First up was Myra, Shake Up the Party. And next was I'll Never Find Another You. And then that was right at the end was actually played off YouTube, the Bee Gees, a live track called Road to Alaska. And your favorite, Ed, of the Bee Gees.
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you again, Matt, for having me on the show. It was a gas.
It was, yeah. This is the second part of our interview. Part one is on the blog ozstrandedradio.com from last year, and this will be up there shortly too. So thanks again, Ed, for your musical knowledge and enthusiasm.
I just point this out. Myra was actually a very tasty little treat because Myra was not a big hit for them. They were formed in 1962, and it's been said of the Seekers that they were too folk to be pop and too pop to be folk.
Yep.
So they hit the sweet spot right down the middle.
They were a huge Australian act.
Yes.
Well, thanks for reminding us of them and the Bee Gees there, that last track there, Road to Alaska. That was live in Chicago, 1975. Well, we should sign off because I've got to play at least one more track of a show coming up in Vancouver, so I'll be right back.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Okay, so this is Stranded, and I wanted to let you know just before the end of the show of a really fantastic concert coming up featuring an Australian artist, Quiet City. Next Thursday, March 26th from 8 p.m. at the Vivo Media Arts Centre. This is an initiative that is a very unique. Quiet City is a series of deep listening concerts in Vancouver, focusing on live performances of experimental, electronic, and improvised music in a comfortable and intimate setting. And what's special for this show is we have two Australian artists playing, Lucas Abella and Oren Ambachi. And I am familiar with Oren Ambachi. He is just extraordinary. Also playing is Chris Cole from Winnipeg. And along with some DJs from the collective Panaspira. So tickets are $15 in advance, or $18 at the door. That's on the Thursday, the 26th of March, from 8 p.m. at the Vivo Media Arts. So let's leave you with some Oren Ambachi. This is he's a legend of the experimental ambient music world. He's played with all sorts of folks all around the world. So this is exciting stuff. And he's Australian, so that's why we're featuring him right now. This is a song called Quixotism Part 1, Oren Ambachi. Ooh.
This isn't the phone ringing.
Okay. There was an error that just occurred there. Let's try that again. Oops. Let's try another song of his. We're going to go to an ad because that's not working. We'll be right back on Stranded. Okay, bye.
For over 30 years, Discorder has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. If you're a fan, check out the Discorder readership survey on our site at discorder.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
Now we have Oren Ambachi now, an Australian musician performing at a very special event called Quiet City next Thursday, March 26th, 8 p.m. And this is a legend from Australia named Oren Ambachi, and we have the music up now. Sorry, we're still having some problems here with our audio. We'll be back with another ad.
Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah.
Here it is, finally. We have the audio. So in the back there is the Australian ambient artist Oren Ambachi, and he is playing at the Vivo Media Arts Centre in Vancouver on Thursday, March 26th from 8 p.m. along with fellow Australian Lucas Abelia and Chris Cole from Winnipeg and lots of DJs from the Panaspira Collective. Tickets $15 in advance. African Rhythms is up next with David Love Jones. Let's get back to Oren Ambachi, playing Thursday, March 26th at Vivo Media Arts Centre for Quiet City. He is an Australian ambient electronic artist. Beautiful music. Thank you.
Migos. Hey, man, what that is?
Shout out Migos. Shout out Zaytoven.
Migos
one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, UBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy bass, neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
Get to the club at 2 a.m. Get to the club at 2 a.m. Get to the club at 2 a.m. Get to the club at 2 a.m.
For over 30 years, Discorda has been bringing Vancouver local independent music journalism. If you're a fan, check out the Discorda readership survey on our site at discorda.ca. You could have a chance to win gift certificates to the Rickshaw, the Lido, and Vinyl Records.
Bonjour, mon nom est Laurence Gatinel and I'm here in Vancouver, BC. Over the next few days, myself, as well as other colleagues from around the province, will be shining the spotlight on the West Coast Francophone and Francophile community. This is our very own way to celebrate Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
My name is Aisha. I'm from West Africa. I learned how to speak French in Burkina Faso, a place called Bobo de Lasso. I stayed 2 years there and I learned French very well. After that, I went to Togo, the capital, Lomé, and then I stayed 2 years. I learned French and the traditional language, Ewe. I was very much happy with my French. I could speak with anybody, with a student from the Université du Bénin in Togo. I could debate. I have difficulty right now even keeping the whole conversation because I've made so many words in French. For me, it's very important here in Vancouver that we keep up with the French because, you know, Canada is a bilingual country. And when Vancouver don't speak French, it's like, you know, what's up with us here in Vancouver? We are becoming snobbish. Or I get to speak with French with people on the streets. Or I hear someone speaking French, I'll tell them I speak French and I'll start a conversation with them. Or my West African friends who speaks French, friends coming from Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, Lomé, and the French-speaking countries, I get to speak.